Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 7378-0-3776, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. If you're having a problem with 97.5 and you're just out west, 92.5 comes in great. So, or you can always use the app. ESPN
92.5. What?
Yeah.
How much are you going for right now?
$1,000.
You're the G? $1,000. You guys want to play golf with John and experience John Granato? The John Granato, we're calling it the John Granato experience.
Do you think it's good if Patrick Chastain, that a client, do you think it's good to spend 4 hours with me if you're a client?
No.
You think it's going to be good for the station?
No, the station doesn't want it. That's why I'm trying to get. What do you think I'm doing this for right now? 713-780-3776. Come take part in the John Granato experience. The bid right now is $1,100, what you got to get to. $1,100 gets you three people, gets you a tax write-off, by the way. You can write that off.
Yep, which goes, it's and a donation.
You play golf, you get food, you get beverages, you get food again.
A lot of beverages.
Beverages again, and you're good to go.
Do you think it's good for, if you're the sister of a top five potential draft pick at quarterback, to tweet a picture of him wearing a mask of President Obama and a shirt that says "No Obama" on it, like Mac Jones' sister did?
Do you
think that's a good idea?
Oh, yikes!
Now,
there's going to San Francisco.
Free falling.
Now I'd like to go ahead and fire on Justin Fields.
Mac Jones' sister tweeted out a picture.
Not recently.
She deleted it, so apparently someone caught it.
No Obama.
No, yeah, it's allegedly Mac Jones in a Obama mask or so. He's wearing an American flag type shirt and a sash that says "No Obama" on it. And let's just say, it looks like Obama has dreads apparently, which that's not a thing, but they added it to make him, I guess, blacker. I guess,
ooh.
And it's not great. Now people are like, "Is that Mac Jones?" She didn't deny it. She just deleted the tweet. So, think that's great? Now, look, if I'm a top quarterback right now in this draft, I would say, hey, guys, people close to me, stop doing stuff. Trevor Lawrence, stop doing stuff.
Stop Laramie Tunsley.
Well, yeah, knock it off.
Make all you and your family members, as soon as the season over, you should have made all your accounts private.
If you're Mac Jones, you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What is wrong? Can't you wait till after the draft to be stupid?
But let's be really clear on something. The NFL could give a less. If you're wearing a no Obama thing, if you're wearing a no Trump thing, if you're wearing anything.
The locker room will care,
they
though.
They don't care.
Yeah.
I guess. Ask Nick Bosa.
Well, yeah. Ask Jake
Fromm. If you can ball.
Ask Jake Fromm. How's that?
No. Backup quarterback, who cares?
Yeah. He wants to be a starter.
He won a first round pick. Well, he can want all he wants.
Yeah.
I want to have non fungible tokens that I'm in charge of that makes billions, and it's not going to happen for me either, Jake.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, dredging up the past and still, it's still a bad.
I'm looking at
it. You're my sister, unless she hates him.
This might be, for when he's wearing it, I'm assuming it's an old picture because you can tell it's a. You can assume it's Mac Jones because it's a bad body in this picture.
Well, how do you know that she also
she added Mac Jones?
Huh?
She added him.
Yeah, maybe that's something that they talked about. That you don't actually know that that's Mac Jones. That could be. That literally could just be something that she pulled from the internet and she wants him to see.
That body type looks like Mac
Jones.
Third
thing that pops up when you type in Mac Jones, Obama.
Yeah, it's not great. She goes hashtag no Obama at Mac Jones 18.
And here's what somebody on Twitter says. Dumbass NFL media really get mad at Justin Fields because he's black. Like, Justin,
Why did you have to be black? Wow. That infuriates
those
me.
Those are your people.
Said no I one mean, ever. While Mac Jones is drinking and driving, wearing Obama mask and stuff. This is ridiculous. I don't.
You don't know for a fact that that's him.
No. No, but you don't.
You, no, you but don't. That's, it doesn't, at this point, it doesn't matter. Well,
maybe
believes
she
it's
just
him.
Added
you
know a, look at my friend, Mac.
You know what? But I'm telling you, you it doesn't matter to Kyle Shanahan or any NFL team either. All they're going to care about is, is this guy an a-hole? They don't care how he votes. I swear it on Jesus.
They do they care that he has multiple DUIs?
No, or, they don't. They don't. First of all, I don't think it is multiple. This is out that it's two DUIs.
Two DUIs?
I don't think it's
that's
two
what
DUIs. It was one. Oh, I don't think it's two. And no, well, they're probably not going to care about that. Unless they, but they will do their homework and find out if he's still a drinker.
So cocaine.
They care more about coke tests.
So a guy doing coke is a problem, but the guy doing the DUIs isn't a problem? Having the DUIs is a problem? A guy
Jones and Nick Bosa relaxing in the offseason with some
friends. They're
going to be
the same team.
Which one would? Which one would
the same team.
Wait. Which one would bother
it's
you more?
It's a bunch
more?
Of hoods with the.
Which one would bother you more? A coke test?
The DUI. You're putting people in danger.
A coke test or DUI?
Oh, well,
no, coke test is going
to
be.
No, the Brit. Well,
I'm telling you right now, the NFL does not look down as much on somebody
clearly,
drinking.
They got
unless
their
you
priorities.
Have a drinking problem.
Well, they got their priorities out of order. Sure, coke is a problem too, but we just seen an assistant coach for an NFL team have a DUI and change a little girl's life. So I think the DUI is a bigger deal.
Well, the coke thing can ruin a whole life too.
The
if coke, if you're a
coke, the DU, I don't
coke gets you knocked out of the whole league.
I understand the coke thing because as a
coke
football,
is literally illegal.
I get it, the coke thing and the football thing, you don't want it. But the DUI is a lack of concern for others. I would have a bigger problem with the DUI.
But when did it happen?
What do you mean? I don't. Well, I don't know. It, I have. I don't
I mean,
know when it
is
happened.
Like what three or four years a freshman. I'm telling you, it's not going to. I need to. I'll look into all this, but I understand that people now that Mac Jones is going to be the guy that gets beat up. I beat him up for his football stuff.
Right.
I don't think he's the first.
Well, but you know,
but this
what?
Has turned into the, let's see if we can knock down. We saw the same thing with Daniel Jones. We saw the same. It's old. I get it. They don't look. They're corny looking and blah blah blah. I don't think either one of them were first round talents. Is my problem. So I have to just listen to this. This is. If he were an Obama thing, they're not. They're honestly, it's not going to have an impact. It's just going to make social media erupt. Teams are not going to care. And in this particular case, I would be careful about just saying that's him wearing it when he's tagged, because you do tag people. You tag people all the time and things you want them to see. Is it crazy to think he was not a fan of Obama's? No, not too crazy. That he might have been a Republican and Republicans didn't like Obama. Not crazy that he and his sister and where they grew up, his family or whatever, but this is one of those things that his sister even put
it's
in it out
a
there.
Good, it's not a good thing.
Well, it's not a good thing for it to be out in public right now.
No. Let's get James in here. He's been waiting. He wants to talk about Trevor Lawrence. Hey, James.
How you doing? Good morning, fellas.
Good. What's up?
Hey, I was going to weigh in on those comments with Trevor Lawrence saying that he really doesn't put football first. I mean, with the thing. And I've met a couple NFL players that were the same way. They were just like trying to, one of my godsons, he's playing NFL ball, and he's been in for 6 years, and he's just doing it so he can pay for his medical school. He's like, I'm really not into football. And then I've seen that on the vice versa, if you're not the team, if you're not doing anything for him, they really don't care about you anyways. Kind of like if your job, it's just a job to them. You're going to put your family and God first? I just kind of feel like that's kind of where he's going with it. Like there's more important stuff. At the end of the day, like, is he going to be remembered for football, or is he going to remember what he did for people outside of football? That's kind of where I think he's making those comments at.
Right. If NFL teams want to see a guy that's just consumed with it, though. That's what they want.
Yeah.
And especially the quarterback who just eats it up, can't get enough of it, is there from first there, last to leave,
James,
that kind of thing.
Bring James back in real quick. James, are you there? James, let me ask you a
yes,
question.
Sir.
Do you
yes, sir.
Are you a Texans fan?
No, sir.
Okay. You know who David Carr is?
Yeah, I was going to say David Carr too.
Yeah, you know who David Carr is, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay, so David Carr was the first pick of the draft, and David Carr liked football. He really did. He liked it. It was fun. It was pretty cool. David Carr loved his family. He loved his wife. He loved his kids. He loved all that stuff, and that's great. Yeah. And that is fantastic. You know what's not?
But he
great?
Have a line.
You know what's not great though is when you leave. You're the first one out of the building, especially as a quarterback. That's why the whole first in, last out or last in, first out is such a big deal, and everyone's getting all upset about it when it was brought up about Fields. It's because with quarterbacks, that's a big concern. Quarterbacks are they're different. They're the CEOs of the team. They get paid more. They mean more. They're more important. That's just the way it is. And if that's the case, it's got to, and thanks for the call, it's got to mean as much as it does to them as anyone else, because teams take their cues off of quarterbacks. And frankly, I'm not sure how much Andrew Luck, that it consumed Andrew Luck if he took a year off and never came back. Doesn't miss it. And he's physically okay. Like, he clearly, life is not just all about football for him. And that's great. But like you said, John, NFL teams want it to be, want you to be consumed with it. You know what Tom Brady is? Consumed with being the best. Yeah. And we're using Tom Brady, and that's, you know, that's the ultimate outlier in the history of everything. But Peyton Manning, consumed with it. Drew Brees, consumed with it. You have guys who have definitely, who are all-time greats. Oh. Big Philly was consumed with football. Oh. That's how they last so long.
And having children. I mean, he wasn't totally consumed.
Well, he did the family and the football thing.
Right.
And so David Carr couldn't wait to get home and play with kids.
Yeah, right.
It didn't, and he even admitted to me on an interview I did with him in 790, he said he didn't really understand what it meant. Remember, he went to Carolina, not even in Carolina, where they went to a Super Bowl. He didn't get it until he was with Eli Manning and Tom Coughlin. He said that's where it kicked in as a backup, the amount of time he should have put in. He said, no one told me. I didn't know what it meant to just grind on tape. And like, I think it's kind of a cop-out.
Yeah.
You either you do it or you don't. You're a self-starter or not.
Plus, he got, I mean, and you couldn't blame him for being having PTSD with all the
Oh, no,
sacks.
No. He got the crap kicked. But listen, he was leaving. He was home early with his taped-on wedding ring early
and
on.
Not only, and his whole family, they had a commune over there. His whole family, his dad was at practice every day. Yeah, I mean, you got to... You just got to... One guy told me, he said, I don't want guys that like poetry. You know, look at Arian Foster, even Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett is awesome, but he likes too much other stuff. I want a guy that just cares about football. That's what I want in my football players. That's what teams are looking for. They don't want guys that like poetry. They want guys that just can't get enough.
Ricky Williams, football. You know what they say? And once again, I'm not necessarily condoning this because I think you can be more than a football player. But football has to have its place. That's all there is. Like, you want, even if you say, I'm way more than football. And Trevor Lawrence could be too, where you say, I could walk away tomorrow, but I love this game. But this game isn't going to define me. I'm going to be much more than football.
Yeah, you think
that's as long as you're 12 years are all about football?
You don't think the Browns wouldn't have loved for Jim Brown to be around for the Lions with Barry Sanders? He just walked away. Just walked away in his prime. And you're like, dang, you don't like us enough. Well, it was the Lions.
Calvin Johnson. You know, you wonder Calvin if Calvin Johnson really loved football.
Right.
He was great at it. A lot of players
but
don't.
But Detroit, I could see you walking away.
I could see getting frustrated.
Yeah.
A lot of players don't really.
Chris what does Deshaun Paul, love Paul more, football this. Or massages?
I think we found that out.
No, I think football.
Not.
We'll find out moving forward because football's now on the line for him.
Right.
He won't be, if this massage thing takes over again, football won't be a thing for him.
Oh, I don't think
he'll
get
go after
any more
his
massages.
Money.
I'm hoping he's done with massages. Other
you
than
asked
team.
The question,
well,
which one means more?
Well, I know. And we'll find out. I know what meant more. Over the last couple of years.
Texas Star Grill Shop, without question. I was thinking about doing this, going into Texas Star Grill Shop and maybe just in bringing a camera in there, and I sit on just a stool at the front, and when somebody comes in, like, hey, what are you looking for, buddy? And then they say, like, I work there. But then what I do is I sit and comment on things that they're getting, and then I maybe engage them in barbecue talk. And I want to go to Rick and Michelle Martin and see if that's something they're interested in, where I just go in and maybe just – I'm not really there to help people – just to maybe help people with ideas of how to make things better. And I'll just say, well, that product's probably pretty good. Because I know Gus works there, at least at the location at Shepherd. And Gus knows everything about every single rub, seasoning, marinade you could possibly imagine. And that is a massive advantage for you because you don't have to go through trial and error. They're telling you what the very best things are. They're helping you with every single grill, pits and spits, the Traeger Timberline. Maybe DCS is right for you, or DSC, right? Maybe that's right for you. Maybe the infrared grill from Sabre is right for you. Maybe it's going to be the big green egg, the ceramic cooker. DCS, yeah. So they've got all types of different – they have Weber gas grills if you're a gas grill fan. Make sure that you let the experts help you find one of the top-end grills with lower prices than anywhere in any box store. Assembly and delivery is free, and they can help you with all the amenities as well to make sure that you are a barbecue pit master. Make sure that you go to one of the four locations, including the new one, right off of Woodway, TexasStarGrillShop.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 8:17 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776.
Yeah, I don't see any other DUIs for Mac Jones. This has just become an internet thing.
Well, that one guy said two. I don't know.
No. But everyone's running with two. No. This is a thing. Really? Yeah, this is a thing where everyone says two. As a true freshman in 2017, by the way, this is what he looked like. He didn't even look the same. He was arrested.
Like, I want a guy who looks the same 2 years in a row.
He was arrested for a DUI in 2000.
Someone not named McCorkle.
I don't want a guy that changes his look every year.
I don't like a guy who's named McCorkle either.
He actually looks softer. He looks more doughboyish now
than
now.
He did back then.
No, that looks like, look how much he's grown from, this is when he was a freshman and now, like, he came in as a little kid.
Hey,
but no, he had a DUI, which I do not condone DUIs at all. Very dangerous.
But here's why people are bothered by it. And the same thing with Trevor Lawrence. And they're saying, well, if Justin Fields said these things, what would people say? Justin Fields is getting attacked for his non-leadership, which was just a false thing. His throwing mechanics, which, because of baseball. Justin Fields is, for whatever reason, has dropped below Mac Jones. And Mac Jones has all of this. If Justin Fields had all this stuff against him, then you would hear all this crap. It's kind of true.
All what stuff against him?
If he had DUI, if he had, well, this, I don't know that he'd have no Obama or whatever. And we don't even know that it is Mac Jones. We don't know. But if he did, if he had Mac Jones' arm, don't you think?
Here's what he
Don't
has,
you think that would be more of an issue?
Nobody is loving Mac Jones like probably San
Well, except
Francisco.
He's number three.
So what?
Yeah.
It's a team's choice. Why is everyone so mad?
No. But pundits and the draft experts are making excuses for Justin Fields. That Justin Fields isn't good enough or whatever. And they're saying stuff about
him. Chris Mortensen is not a pundit. He's not a draft expert.
No, but
nobody who's a draft expert. I'm just telling you, I do this partly for a living, and I'm telling you right now, there is nothing out there. I don't think Justin Fields is a special quarterback. I don't think Mac Jones is. I think Trevor Lawrence has I think, to me, there's one special quarterback, and that's it. I've been on record as saying, I don't think this is some kind of special class. This idea that this is an elite class of elite talent,
yeah.
I don't see it. The guy with the second most talent to me is Trey Lance, potentially. And then it goes from there. But Trey Lance is a massive chasm of high-end to low-end floor. His floor could be total bust within 2 years because we don't know. He's got 1 year when he's 19 years old, which is also an advantage because you say he's only 19 years old. Mac Jones had a DUI when he was 2017. Absolutely, it should be discussed. If he hasn't had alcohol issues and the teams are doing their homework, nobody – so everyone wants to say, hey, when I was 18 – I hear this all the time.
He's got a beer
when
problem, at least, you think –
Hey, look at his gut. I
was 18 years old, I was a kid too, and I did bad things. I would never want to be judged. But then those same people turn and judge another kid when he was 18.
So when did Jalen Phillips do coke or get popped for coke?
That's a private. There was a positive test.
When? How?
Since at UCLA.
So it was probably 18 or 19 years old at the latest? At UCLA? He's been at UCLA for 2+ years now.
20, yeah. Party drugs, I'm just telling you, Dell, party drugs are looked at very sternly. It's a big concern because it is easy to get your hands on coke at any of the – it's one thing to drink. Drinking is legal. We already know. You can say whatever you want. Party drugs and concussions are big concerns. And quitting football because – and one of the things that you say is you lost your love for – this is what Jalen Phillips has going against him. He quit football and said he lost his love for football. He tried to be a rapper. He tested positive for coke, and he has multiple concussions. whether you like it or not, that's a big, long list of
And that's why I asked, how long ago was the coke a problem?
Now, he's a more talented positive player than Mac Jones to me.
No, that's why I asked, how long ago was the coke a problem?
Because I don't know.
Because he's not doing it anymore.
And when he tested positive, that doesn't mean he's... You have to do your homework to see, is this still going on?
Right.
Did he have any tests that were at Miami? Was anything covered up? What did his... Because there was no combine test. Well,
hey,
he has to go to a physical test.
Listen, even still, look at Honey Badger. I mean, that dude has changed his life. He was an enthusiast. He got kicked off of LSU because he couldn't stop smoking weed, and he's a great pro.
It goes both ways, though.
I can
start naming the pill heads like Ryan Leaf, too, that way.
Yeah. No, that's
so
true.
I mean, it happens both ways.
It does, absolutely. Let's get Richard in here. He wants to talk about coke versus DUI. I like the conversation. What's going on, Richard?
Hey, sorry, I'm pumping some gas. If the freeway's being loud, I'm sorry. Lance, I no problem with anything you're saying, but earlier when you were trying to tell Dell that, like, oh, cocaine is illegal, so is drinking and driving, dude, and one of them can send you to prison just like the other, and they're both felonies. And most people don't do some cocaine and kill people. DUIs can kill people. So I know the NFL condones it, and your brisket's dry, and last time I brought up Pitmaker, you got mad. But, Dell, please mute the commercials when Twitch is on commercial. Please. Have a great day.
I can't, because they don't talk anyway, so there's no point in me muting the commercials.
I'm so mad at Pitts and Spitz. This guy has had an issue with Pitts and Spitz. As we know, he's pro-coke. He sounded coked up, honestly, if I'm being honest with that call.
It's aggressive. But
Dell, please.
Richard, I can't.
I didn't hear him sniff once.
No, he was pumping gas. Apparently,
come on. Let's just be honest. Don't be a baby.
What?
Don't be a baby. Cocaine is a scheduled narcotic that is illegal. Drinking and driving is illegal. You can go to prison. Most people get DUIs. Don't go to prison. By the way, you're saying it's a felony. Guess what? Most DUIs the first time around, if you don't kill somebody, you don't go. So don't act like people treat it the same way. We know alcohol is not treated the same way, and. Nobody here wants to comment on that because you get you have advertising dollars tied to that if you want to talk about it. But the fact is, it is legal. I am big anti drinking and driving, very anti that. I'm telling you, our discussion, Richard, is a discussion about the NFL. If you don't want to be a big boy and talk about it, you don't have to. I understand that Pitts and Spitz has hurt you in some way and they've upset you. This is the second time that you made a comment about Pitts and Spitz, which is an outstanding local company. Raul told me to tell you that he doesn't know you and he don't want you speaking for him, by the way. Like he said, tell that dude doesn't, I don't know who that dude is at all, and he shouldn't be speaking for me. So stop speaking for Raul, period. But this is the other thing is, in NFL circles, which is our discussion, Richard, it's not about Pitts and Spitz. Our discussion is NFL teams have a very concerned look, not about weed. They don't look concerned about weed unless weed is a problem. Coke is a concern because coke, when you test positive for coke, this isn't weed. By the way, weed, when you test positive for it now, here's what happens to the NFL. So the rules have actually changed.
That's what they're
not changing for.
Yeah.
Coke tests, party drugs, Molly, X, it's not changing. Party drugs concern them. There was a party drug enthusiast at Ohio State who ended up going to, who was that pass rusher's name, Dell, that went to Tampa Bay? He got busted. It was he had a big issue with he was addicted to Molly, and I'll go find him. He's a pass rusher, and he, by the way, never did anything. But there was an issue at Ohio State, by the way, and some big name guys that you know from Ohio State had some of the same issues. Only it wasn't as bad for them, but it didn't hurt their draft standing, but it hurt this guy's draft standing. If they think Mac Jones does not have if Mac Jones is believed to have an alcohol problem, oh, trust me, teams will definitely stay away from him. No one's drafting somebody who they believe is an alcoholic. They're not. They're not going to do it. Maurice Clarett was an alcoholic. In practices, he had a water. Maurice Clarett had a water had a water bottle that was filled with vodka. Maurice Clarett was a functional alcoholic, and it was a big problem. No one wants an alcoholic quarterback. Nobody does. Teams will do their job, will do their work, and they'll do their work on a 2017 weed test, a 2018 coke test, a 2019 DUI, all these things. Teams are doing their work. But for you to argue that the NFL somehow, I don't know, Richard, was your argument that the NFL should look more harshly at the DUI as coke. That's fine if you want to argue that. I'm telling you, they don't. Well, DUI is a concern, but drinking, alcohol-related stuff is not a problem. If he had two DUIs, trust me, that's a big, big issue. Yeah, Noah Spence. Thank you. Noah Spence is a player. Do you remember him?
Yep.
He was at Ohio State, and then he went to, like, Eastern Kentucky or something like that. And then he went to the – and he's pretty much been a washout. But he was a big guy who had – and there's articles about it. He was addicted to party drugs.
Yeah.
And you can go look at the team he was on and make and figure things out.
Noah Spence is with the Saints right now. That's the team he landed on.
It was a
on.
Second-round draft pick, I think.
Yeah, he's been with three teams, now with the Saints.
Yeah. 827, perfect spot for him if you don't want to party. If you don't
New Orleans?
Yeah, New Orleans, perfect spot.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't get any better.
What could
possibly? That's where everybody who doesn't want to party anymore, mm-hmm. that's where they go.
That's where they go. They get cleaned out.
You know what you'll never, and that's the other thing, if you love coke, you don't have to worry once you get to the NFL. With all that money and those parties you're going to be involved in, nobody's going to have coke anywhere.
Yeah.
No, never have to worry
about
it.
Well, he was in Miami. So he would have got a test run if he was actually if he actually had a problem with it.
If he survived in Miami, I would be like, he's beating it.
Yep. Well, John, you need to beat it, but we don't do that anymore. You just
beat
leave.
It. All right, 713-780-3776. What about a generator, Lance?
Generator 7/8 was a song back in the old 6400 days. Yeah, you'd hear the song Generator 7/8. Moskwa. M-O-S-K-W-A, if you want to go find some old 80s dance music. Generator Supercenter should be a new song. It should be a new banger that people are playing because they've never been busier. Because so many of us out there said, wish I would have had a generator when it came time for this big freeze. Wish I would have had a generator. But you didn't have a generator, and now you do need one. And that's why you're going to Generator Supercenter. And that's why Generator Supercenter wants me to tell you that they want you to come look into a career with them. How about becoming a technician, installing these, servicing them? How about becoming a helper for a technician? How about doing sales or being a sales assistant? They have so many, right now they have so many positions that they are hiring because their business has never been stronger. And so if you're looking to make additional money, extra money, or you're looking for a job or maybe a new line of work, sales and service available right now, positions through Generator Supercenter. Go to the website and find out how you can get involved with a potentially a brand new career at GeneratorSupercenter.com.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Man, watching Dan Orlovsky right now, breaking down Justin Fields. Dude, he is so excited about Justin Fields. Can I tell you?
You damn right he is.
Dan Orlovsky's like, look at this guy's, he's looking over the field. You want to talk about a guy, a leader?
Well, he has always contended that anyone who said that he couldn't get past his first read was wrong. But he may be going over the top considering what happened to him a couple weeks ago.
I mean, this is where it's set up. Now watch Justin Fields read the defense.
I want him to break down that masked man in the Obama get up. Look, the body type reminds me of Mac Jones. We can't be sure.
Oh, there's no question. It's Mac Jones.
Just look at the body. Look at the body. That looks like Mac Jones.
He got that gut on him. He got that beer gut.
Those little legs. Everybody's that beer scared gut. Of it.
He likes beer a little too much.
Yeah.
Well, Mac Jones sure doesn't look like he likes beer a lot. You know
what no one ever said? Back in the day, can you imagine right now if they were like, if this same draft, Dan Orlovsky with his iPad and all this stuff, because Dan now is nobody's Justin Fields' biggest fan now. Dan is trying to get all his cachet back.
Oh, my God. He loves Justin.
Oh, my God. Like,
look at this. Hey, you are trying to offer Dan Justin Fields.
You remember when those people lied to me to try to get me fired?
Look at
me.
He's in front of a giant Justin Fields board.
You're not allowed to have an opinion. You're just not.
You just can't.
Unless it's the right opinion. No. Then you can. Well, you need to learn the rules.
Yeah.
I just put my draft write-ups out, and I'm like, let me just have some of
that. Knox College was okay with an alcoholic quarterback.
That's
yep.
true.
Yep, they sure were.
Can you imagine if the draft breakdown was like if it was 1980 and people... Well, you remember Dan Marino. Cocaine.
Yeah.
But what if it was like the 1978... I don't even know what year it would be. They said, well, you know, I think one of the big issues we have to look into is a concern with Don Strock smoking so much. He's a big smoker. Cigarettes, obviously. He smokes on the sideline of games, and cancer could be an issue at some point, or emphysema, or lung concerns. Is he going to be able to breathe if he has to run? Let's say he runs for 30 yards. Is he going to be too gassed to keep playing? He's a cigarette smoker. Is this going to really hurt him when, you know, George Blanda? I mean, listen, the guy works on a farm in the offseason. A combine incident could take off a hand. You can't quarterback, even with one hand as a throwing hand, you're not going to be able to grip a football.
You can play linebacker.
Kick. Huh?
You can play linebacker.
Yeah. Well.
Oh.
Not really.
Actually, he's not saying something that's not accurate.
No, that wasn't.
Oh, you mean the Conference USA Player of the Year?
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, American Athletic.
Yeah, the AAU or AAC or whatever y'all call it.
AAU.
What?
American Athletic Conference.
You can just say the American.
Yeah, the American. Oh, yeah. You mean the guy who was the best player in the American?
Yep. That guy. No. Well, you can't play quarterback with your hand
That's
off.
That's why I said linebacker.
That's going to be tougher.
You can pitch.
That's going to be a lot tougher. cocaine is kind of, you don't stop doing the booger sugar. Okay.
There's rehab for that.
Booger sugar.
People get off
booger
of it.
Sugar. Football. Psh, big deal, Gilbert.
Well,
yeah,
he said
you know
that
what?
To everything, though.
Art doesn't want a guy who puts God first. Football should be first, then women, cars, clothes, and more women. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a, yeah. The silent, it's not a silent auction.
Oh, thank God.
We got a $1,000 bid to play with me on April 28th. So if you want to bid, someone 3780-3776. It's Patrick Chastain. What? He's the one who bid $1,000. Okay, so look at the Chastains just giving it back to the community as they always do. And if you want to outbid the Chastains, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776, or you can tweet it at John Granato. Mm-hmm. And we will we're raising money for Kids Meals Houston. Kids Meals Houston.
You get to play golf with John.
You get to play golf with me. Drink, eat, all that stuff. So. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's April 28th, Wednesday, which is just a week and a half away now. So. Well, I'm a little bit more than a week and a half away. So if you want to play, let's go. The Chastains have bid $1,000, but you can actually – and by the way, it's tax deductible. It's a write-off for your business, whatever the case may be. If you want to bid more than $1,000 and play, let's go. You can go and bid against Patrick Chastain. That's awesome. 713-780-3776. Rockets in action tonight at Denver. Astros at Seattle. Okay. That is happening. The Rockets have had a cyber attack. They're working with the FBI.
Yeah. They've turned state's evidence.
I know who the lead. I know who right now everyone's looking at. This is the work of Daryl Morey.
You think?
Who else would engineer a cyber attack on them? Who has that kind
of...
You know,
that's looking into
you know that could be like slander or libel, whatever the term is.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't joke about that, actually. No, a cyber attack. Yeah. But if there is one guy who could go beep, 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 beep.
Well...
Like Job, for example, in Banshee. Job is able to get into every mainframe
available. I don't know why he has to turn
to this. No, but like seriously, Job...
But you know Banshee is a kind of a niche show that not a lot of people have seen, right?
Do you like fighting and... bleeping?
That doesn't mean that everyone
that
has
show
seen
should
it.
Just be called, as one of the listeners said, we just go to that show fighting and bleeping.
But you make reference to that show like it's Friends or Seinfeld.
Listen, it's got a hot, there's a lot of people.
Well, apparently
hot
there's also cyber
Joe,
attacking.
He could hack into he hacked into literally the hardest thing to hack into. Yeah, Job is that guy.
He's that guy.
Yeah.
Isn't
so
he
everything
the,
comes back to Banshee eventually.
Well, not, no, only
know.
For
Job
you.
Job doesn't sound like a name that would be able to do all that.
Okay, I'll just pull him up, see what you
he,
think.
Doesn't he wear women's clothes in
yes,
that
he
show?
Is a, yes. Yes, he is.
Job doesn't seem like the name I would go for.
Well, Job is his name.
It's a biblical name, isn't
it's
it?
Yeah,
name.
I know. Oh, that's his.
Yeah, that's his biblical name. Here's the hacker known as Job.
Oh. Oh, okay. No, it makes sense.
Have you watched it at all?
Yes, I've seen the show. That's why I get the reference. He's also in an HBO show called Warrior.
Yeah.
as well.
It's a big deal, too.
Yes. Okay. But he wears women's clothes in this one? All right.
Yes.
Did we just add a little plot twist? That's all. I like it.
Yeah.
Plot twist.
This is him, too.
All right.
This is him, too.
A little addition to the character.
These are him, too. I like it. He went to Harvard.
Okay.
Harvard educated. He has a wife and kids. He is he's also pretty good at, I think they do their own stunts in a lot of that stuff. Their fight scenes. The fight scenes are, I've never seen anything like it. I'm not even an action fan. And the fight scenes are like, holy crap.
What about the other scenes?
Those are accurate too. Let me just put it this way. They want as much realism as possible in this show.
Yeah.
Except the plot lines are not realistic. But they want those two things. Any physical acts at all, they want to be as realistic as possible.
Yeah.
Except for people being shot at by multiple machine guns and never getting hit once in multiple firefights.
Early on in Outlander, it was a lot like that. It was like, wow, there's a lot of, she's showing a lot of stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
That's how you hook people in first season.
I guess. Yeah. And then it got so corny. Outlander got very disappointing. But so anyway, the Rockets are apparently working with the FBI. Our investigation is ongoing. It appears that the unknown actors attempted to install ransomware on certain internal systems at the Rockets. Who wants to know the Rockets' secrets?
No. All that is you want this back, pay us money.
However, our internal security tools prevented ransomware from being, being installed except for a few systems that have not impacted our operations. You know, if these smart kids, these smart people, would just use it towards good and not evil. You know what I'm saying? You're so smart that you can put ransomware into huge companies.
Does good pay?
Good pays well in the cyber world.
There's a lot of people out there with the same, like, there's a lot of cyber hackers. It feels like it's a large conglomerate of people going for some of the same jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, the better you are as a hacker, the more they want you on their team.
Yeah.
The government does. Like, but let's take him off the streets.
But it's like catch me if you can, guys. You know what?
Yeah.
How about you can catch the bad guys, too?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, you want those guys off those cyber streets.
Use your knowledge to catch the bad guys.
Yeah, that sounds good. Like, how much does that pay? We'll give you $180,000.
I can make that in about an hour.
Make $1.8 million with a couple of ransomware.
Well, yeah, but you can also go to prison. I mean,
yeah, I'm not saying I'm a fan of them. I'm just saying I think those hackers look at this as the government's corrupt. What I'm doing is a good thing. Give me your money,
the
Rockets.
The Rockets are corrupt.
And the Rockets are like, what do we have to do with the government? Yeah. Well, the Hong Kong thing.
What?
And Tillman and China. And he's a billionaire. And we're going to do this to give to the people.
Yeah.
So everyone can be equal if we get your money. Are you sure you're not just doing this to get money? Yeah, but to give it to people who need it.
I wouldn't mind if they,
Robin Hood,
if they work their way in and put in, stats for better players.
No one hacks systems so they can.
I don't know.
Well, it's not possible now, and I don't need them doing anything.
They could persuade them to get better players.
They're doing fine right now.
Through the internet.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Let's wait until after the season. Then I want things to change. I don't want things to change right now. Change is bad.
Well, no. We like where we're at. We're like it. I just worried about no Jamal Murray tonight. No Jamal Murray means the Rockets have a better chance of winning.
That's
a problem. Then that's a problem.
You'll be fine.
These guys are trying hard. John Wall's playing hard. Olynyk is playing hard. Christian Wood's playing hard. I'm surprised, if you want to know the truth, that Kevin Porter, he's pretty good. I'm surprised that they're not winning more. If you want to know the truth, because they're playing not playing bad basketball. They're just horrible defensively. I mean,
that's just it. Your margin for error is so thin because you can't stop people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're so bad defensively that this is a fun brand of basketball for the Rockets. They get a ball out as hard as they can, and it's still turning into losses because they can't defend, and they're just not good enough to go on a, an extended run. They can't get enough stops. The old Rockets could go. They could hit you with a. You could get hit with a 12-0 like that. It didn't take much for the Rockets to run a 12-13, 14-0 run on, 17-2 run, and you were in big, big trouble. That's because they could get stops. This Rocket team can't get stops. How are you going to have a big run?
They can't stop anybody. Goodness gracious. 842 ESPN 975 713-780-3776. The number on ESPN 975 and 925. 713-780-3776.
You're listening to ESPN 975. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Throughout the day, or the morning at least, we're taking bids for an auction, really, to play golf with John, you and two other buddies, for a golf tournament scheduled for April 28th at Wildcat. Proceeds go to Kids Meals Houston, and we just got another bid. $1,100 from Houston. I don't know if he wants me to give his last name, but Houston bids $1,100 to outbid Patrick Chastain from Chastain Ford.
Wow.
So now it's at $1,100.
Houston Street. He was a
not him. No, not him.
Nope.
But new bid, $1,100.
He's from TPC.
Oh, there you go.
Yep. And they're a manufacturer out there on the east side. That's the hat. That's right. TPC Industries.
They're party boys.
Industrial. TPC Industrial. They are party boys.
Yeah. I played golf with them the first time.
Yeah, you played with them, and I've played a lot of golf with Houston since then. So Houston's bid it. Nice job, Houston. TPC Industrial. Great guys over there. Great guys. So we'll see. Now, Patrick Chastain, you got to answer. Okay? Who wants to play? Who wants it worse? It's $1,100. Who wants it bad enough? I don't think anybody wants it that bad.
Yeah, apparently not.
Well, how about giving some money to Kids Meals, though? That's the thing.
Is there a way to just do that? There a place where they can do that?
You can do that as well. So that's it. So Patrick Chastain, just so you know. You know, Justin listens to the show all the time from Chastain. So maybe get word to Patrick. I'm going to tell him somebody outbid him. He's going to be pissed. He's gonna be angry if that. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in.
And as John mentioned, if you don't want to play with John, and I understand that completely, but you do want to donate to the cause, I think you can go to kidsmealsinc.org. They give you the option to donate there as well.
Oh, that's cool.
So you can do that.
And you can go to our website, too, and play for $97.50 tournament.
You can, if you don't want to spend the bucks to, ruin your day playing with John, and you just want to play some golf without the debauchery that is Granato, you can go to the website.
Yeah, and that might be a better route, honestly. That might be a safer
route. The best route is to give big money to Kids Meals and play with me, and we're going to eat and drink all day.
But if you want to give money to Kids Meals and leave John out of it,
that's dumb.
Also a thing.
Who would want to do that too?
Also a thing.
Nobody would want to do that.
You can go to the website and try to get your boys together. Maybe you have a person that you'd rather play with than John, along with your two other buddies. So you want to make a foursome and leave John out of it? You can do that too. Go to the website, ESPN975.com.
All right. So here's Aaron Raybould, who's producer for the Blitz. He says, is this new, quote, football is fun, but it's not my entire life thing, becoming more prevalent with the younger generation of quarterbacks? The generation of Brady, Breeze, and Rivers always putting the game and winning at the forefront, and more younger players are now like, I get paid a lot to do it, so I'll do this for now. You hate to brush with a broad brush because there's been plenty of quarterbacks in the past who kept taking the paychecks and – but I do think there is something to the fact that younger people as a whole, in a very general sense, and this would probably apply to not necessarily quarterbacks, but players, we are seeing a little bit less of this defines me. I am a quarterback, or I am a football player, or I'm a basketball player. We are seeing them more aware that they are more than just that. And you know what?
I don't know.
I want to talk about this for a
second.
I don't
think that's the case, but okay.
You don't think so?
No, because there are plenty of guys. My son was just consumed with it. He just wasn't good enough. He was just consumed with it, didn't care about anything else. And so It's each individual. It's not. I don't think it's a generational thing. Because let's face it. You look at the Pastorinis and the Stablers. They party, bruh. It wasn't just football. They partied their asses off, and they loved it. And it wasn't just about football. It was about the life. It was having fun.
It was a lifestyle.
But, and Namath, and I mean, it was a lifestyle.
But they also didn't make enough money to where they could. It was a constantly F you money. There was no F you money back
then.
No,
I know, but it wasn't just football.
You didn't work to live. You didn't live to work. You worked to live.
Yeah.
That's what they did. But I think they love football now. I think go ask Alonzo Highsmith if he thinks it's generational, if players love it as much.
You know old school guys though, they always think that. There's guys that love it.
No, but Zoe's been dealing with people for over 20 years now, and I'm telling you, guys just say, I don't want to do this. I think it's more a thing where they just don't want to fit into a box that you think they're gonna fit into.
Mm-hmm.
And I always felt it was a little wrong to I think this is a very interesting conversation because I don't think there's actually one good answer. And we live in a society where everyone wants things to be very clear cut. But the fact is, Ricky Williams was a guy who didn't love football, and he didn't want to be labeled as Ricky Williams football player. He was never comfortable with that. Arian Foster to this day doesn't even watch football. Doesn't care about football. No.
There are a boatload of running backs that did.
But he was very good at what he did. He was very good at being a running back. So there are guys who, and guess what? Your career's over when you're 33 years old. You got a long life to live. Where is your whole identity going to be tied to being a football player? We saw Marcus Coleman struggle with mental health in a way because it was over for him. Like, well, now what is my identity? My identity has been football player this entire time. Now what do I do? And he would come up here. And he and I talked about it one time, like, what do I do now? I talked to Aaron Taylor about this. Aaron Taylor developed an alcohol issue, and I think he had some drug issues, and he spiraled. Yeah. He said, I really spiraled mentally when I wasn't a football player anymore. Yeah. It is, I think, actually, you want somebody to be all in. You do want that. But remember that I do think it's healthy that people have a better sense of self, that they're not just defined by football. That's not a bad thing for them in the long run, because you're not going to be a long-term. You're going to be a non-football player way longer than you're going to be a football player.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, everybody's different. So I don't want to put it on this generation. I mean, this generation sure doesn't love like football. I mean, there's plenty of kids out there, plenty of them that just can't get enough, can't practice enough, can't just love the game. I mean, I see them in the offseason. You know, Sean worked with a lot of quarterbacks. And they just can't work hard. I mean, can't stop working and love it. And you know what? But just not good enough. Then that's a problem. You know what? That's the life.
There's some who don't. And I do think there are more right now who don't want to put the time in. I do think I hear that from a lot of people around the league that it's just different. If they don't have to do something, they're not going to. It doesn't mean it's everybody. And we try to generalize it. We try to generalize everybody who is a Democrat, everyone who's a Republican, everyone who's a millennial, everyone who's a boomer, that's our thing. We like to do that because it makes it easy on us.
It's not the case.
It makes it easy on us. But you know, the thing with sports is, if they know that you will just be a self-starter, and this is in life, if you're a self-starter, you're going to be successful.
Yep.
It's not how much you love. Are you a self-starter? Are you going to go lift weights when you have to, or you don't want to?
It's the guys that are doing it when nobody's watching. That's the guy.
It's like you say all the time, dance like no one's watching. That's the same thing. I think that's
he's never said that. Never, ever.
I know.
Maybe I'm getting him confused with Lily Tomlin.
That's a song.
But
maybe.
But it's the same thing for people who want to be doctors. It's the same thing for people who want to be lawyers, whatever the case may be. If you're a self-starter, you'll be in better shape because you'll go work out whenever you want to. You'll be disciplined to go do this. You'll be disciplined to go do that. That's not just sports.
No, that's everything. That's everything. How hard are you working? Patrick Chastain said, oh, yeah, Houston.
Are you working hard or working smart, John?
Oh, yeah. How's 1,200 sound, Houston? That's right. 1,200. That's what Patrick Chastain bid. That's right. Going up and up and up. Courtney's like, yeah, let's pit the two sides against each other.
I imagine, and all of this is just to hang out with you. Can't they do that anyway?
No. I'm very difficult to get a hold of.
Yeah. No, you're not. Yeah. What do you do? John, you want to do this? Sure.
He could say, hey, you want to play golf? Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Sure. Whatever. Yeah. Let's go.
Let's go. But it's raising money for the kids.
No, I'm happy about
Del.
That. No, I'm happy that guys
so
are doing
it. So are you
going
to let somebody take a nap with you for the kids? It's for the kids' meals.
No, I'm not doing that.
Somebody could take a nap with you.
You seen that Michael Jordan meme, F them kids? No, I'm not doing that. F those kids.
Remember that Michael Jordan
that meme? F, there's a meme on there, and Jordan goes, F those kids. yeah, no, F those kids. No, you can't take a nap with me.
Oh, that's what Art said. That would be
sorry, Art. No.
Okay, and watch it. Can people watch a movie with you in the bathroom, Lance? Okay, do you want to feed the kids or don't you?
You can. I will donate to the kids for you. Take a nap with me.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. No, we want people to donate.
Yeah, certainly. You got multiple ways to do that. You don't have to take a nap with me.
Yeah. Are you guys? Where were you when you found out A-Rod and J-Lo are breaking up?
I'm sure I was at home someplace.
Show? They're better. They're better as friends.
You think
so?
Know
that.
They're better apart.
That was always the thought. Are you sure they're not just friends?
No, I didn't think they were just friends.
Oh,
but it's
no.
over now.
They were
together
no,
for a long time,
I think
time,
it's
right?
just the opposite. They were very close, but how long was it going to last? A-Rod's ego? I mean, and no.
I'll wait till a break and we can talk.
No. Oh, you got some slander
got
you want to throw out there?
Oh, no.
I got some things
I
to say.
Fully believe those two were together and had a lot of fun for a while. And,
it was over.
Nah,
it's a Hollywood over. Thing. It's over.
856 ESPN 97.5. You know what's not over? Jeff Aronoff. That's what. So what I need you to do is give Jeff Aronoff a call and let him fix your problem with your home or your business. Because if it's 10, 15, 20 years old, have you done anything? Have you upgraded? Have you put in new countertops? Have you put in new vanities? Have you done anything with the backyard recently? If not, Jeff Aronoff can make it look like it's brand new. It could be a 20-year-old house, and it can look brand new with the stuff that he can do, with the rock and granite and marble and everything else. I mean, I'm telling you, it can look awesome. And especially your business, people aren't going to continue to come if it's just old and raggedy. You got to put something into it. Otherwise, you're not getting anything out. You know, and this is the biggest investment that you've ever had, your home. And you want to get something out of it when it's time to sell. So call Jeff and let him make it look great. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
ESPN 97.5.